yeah.
You proud of that one?
Is it going?
I don't know.
Oh.
TN, the Proud Family.
I thought you were going to say TNT.
No, TN Tamara. Tamara? TN Tamara?
TN Tamara.
What were the Disney Channel?
Twitches?
Were they the Twitches?
Yeah.
The Twitch Witches.
Twin Witches. Twitches.
Bro, I used to watch that show. I mean, I have an older sister, right? So it wasn't just like me.
Sure, yeah. You watched it because of her.
It
wasn't
just me watching it, but you're listening to Second Half Sports. You just like how during the intro actually plays? Here we
go. You're listening to Second Half Sports, the leading sports podcast show, where raw opinions, hot takes, and bold predictions are a staple. Brought to you from the Rose City of Portland, Oregon. Now, here are your hosts, Cameron Sissel and Nubarak Parian, in 3, 2, 1.
I lied. This is going, yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
Your voice kind of gets a little bit more official.
It does. I'm also very tired. Hey, everybody. Second Half Sports.
You look like you just woke up from a five-hour nap.
Dude, I'm so exhausted. I fucking took 2 melatonin last night, and I went to bed at 8:30 because I was like, I'm going to wake up super early and go to the gym. I probably woke up a grand total of 8 times throughout the middle of the night, and every single time was an even more convoluted dream about how I was running. And, like, you know when you have those dreams where you're doing regular stuff but you can't do it?
Yeah.
Like, you throw a punch and your hand turns into, like, spaghetti?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was running, and I had to run through a door, and I just kept running in place, and everybody else was running past me, and I was like, this is it.
That's a great dream.
I died, and then I woke up.
Oh.
I don't know why I died, but I died.
But you respawned.
In real life, yeah, which is the ultimate worst respawn ever.
Worst.
Imagine having a really good dream, and then you die in that dream and you wake up and you have to live your life.
But it's sick that you respawned, though. Wouldn't that have been sick if, like, no one would have been around to, like, hear it? But, like, imagine if you would have just, like, woken up from that dream and you go, aw, shit, here we go again.
Yeah. No, my cat would have been like, okay.
And your cat would have been like, dude, that was fucking cool.
No, he keeps like, pushing me off the bed, and which is, like, he's a 16-pound cat. And it's like when you sleep in the same bed as another person and you wake up and you're like, where are all the covers? Where is everything? Except I wake up with a 16-pound cat on my throat.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody. Second Half Sports, episode 72. Hey. It's me. Nubar. I don't know, dude. At this point, I'm exhausted. Cameron, how's it going, man?
It's going.
We didn't have an episode last week.
We didn't have an episode last week. But we have an episode this week.
We have an episode this week. Yeah. So we have some stuff we got to talk about. Hey, everybody that's listening now, I know you just listened to 3 minutes of us rambling about nothing. We have an important announcement to make at the end of the episode. So please make sure you listen to the end of the episode.
Stay tuned and listen to the episode, or just, like, fast forward if you don't want to listen to,
because you're not going to know what's going on. You know. So, first things first, Cameron, as always, how you been, man?
I've been good. I've been cold as shit. Like, it's freezing out. It's stormy today. We're supposed to have, like, an ice storm Thursday, Friday.
1 to 3 inches of ice.
Yeah. So
of ice.
should be interesting.
Literally ice cubes.
I pretty much drive for work, but tomorrow's my last day working of the year, so I'm kind of, like, thankful that I don't have to deal with driving in that.
Yeah.
So, but also hopefully it's, like, all kind of melted away by
it won't be
by the time we get to Christmas and Christmas Eve, because it's That's gonna wreak havoc on a lot of travel plans for a lot of people.
Well, the reason that it's supposed to get to, like, single digits.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
For here, but
it's just gonna suck for anybody, like, driving, especially in the Northwest. People, when it rains or any bad weather comes,
they don't know what
people
to do.
Forget that they're driving and they forget how to drive, and so it's just gonna be a mess.
I'm not
stoked about it.
It really is. Yeah, well, I mean, like we said, we didn't have an episode last week, so important to talk about it. I was traveling for work. I started my new job, so life's been pretty hectic as I sort of get acclimated and up to speed with everything going on.
Uber's all grown up.
I am all grown up now.
He's a man now.
That's it. Yeah, he's a man. He has a beard.
He has a beard.
That's it. Yeah, there's no more growing up at this point. This is it. Super excited to have started, man. It's kind of wild. Like, getting my day-to-day going and everything. But fun. Traveling was cool. Getting to meet everybody was awesome. I don't want to say what I do. You could figure out. You Google my name and you'll find my LinkedIn.
I do think it's cool that like throughout our all, 72 episodes of this so far, we haven't said where we work, I don't think, once.
And it's so easy. You just search up one of our names and our LinkedIn pops up.
We haven't said it once, and we haven't said anything really about what we do during the day. We just kind of like complain, kind of like like silently about it.
I just talked to one of my coworkers about this today, where I just did like this strength assessment for work, like a new hire, like Myers-Briggs, except a little bit more professional for the workplace.
Yeah.
And I forget what one of them was, but it's like a shortcoming of that strength is people think that you complain a lot.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I just started laughing, and I was like, yeah, people say I complain all the time, but it's not like to complain. It's just, it's like my internal monologue has nowhere to go. So I have to say it out loud.
Sure. That's fair.
And it's like, I know, you know, this where, you know, everybody's like, Newbar, why the fuck are you complaining so much? But it's like, I'm not, it's just, I can't keep it in. I want everybody to know this. And that's like kind of how I like internalize. So it's not complaining per se. It's just,
well, it still is.
It's outwardly
outwardly complaining,
airing grievances
about complaints.
But no, it was super cool. I work for a cool, dope team now, and not to say my team before wasn't dope, but like, you know, the industry that I'm in is pretty awesome. Although there is something that I want to talk about that's not on the script. Did you watch? So you watched the bowl game. So first of all, talk about OSU.
Oregon State played in the Las Vegas Bowl. They played Florida Gators. SEC team. They were 6-6. Beavers were 9-3 going into the game. We were expected to win. I think we were like a 7-point favorite.
Yeah.
But the big thing too, I mean, we can talk about this, and I know you have something that you want to talk about as well. But Florida was missing like 30 players from the transfer portal to declaring for the NFL draft to just deciding not to play in the game. They were missing their starting quarterback for one. He declared for the NFL draft. They were missing so many dudes. Yeah. So we should have won. But we just dominated them in every facet of the game. We won 30-3. So that was pretty cool. We were actually going to go. Me and my family were going to actually go to the game. We had everything booked, like hotel booked. We had tickets like ready. And then flights were like $700 to Vegas. Like I just bought a ticket to Vegas a month ago to Vegas for February.
Are you doing the race again?
Doing the race. And it was $99, and it was $700 well, 2 weeks ago.
Thanks for the invite.
Well, I stay with Nick's family. And so,
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I could stay with you
but
guys.
But if you meet them. If you want to meet them.
No.
If you want to sleep in the same bed as his dad.
No.
That'd be interesting to see.
You know, suddenly I don't want to go. Yeah, that was, I mean, you guys should have won that game. If you lost, I would have been very surprised.
It would have been terrible, yeah.
What I did want to mention is the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
The LA Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, as it's called. He brought out, so it was WSU versus Fresno State.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the backlash a little bit about this?
No, because I didn't watch any of the game, really. You texted me about it.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't about
the game.
No, like, I didn't know anything about the game is what I was going to say. I didn't follow really anything until like you texted me and I saw the score. That's like the only thing I ever knew.
Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel, it called the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. He brought out the WSU football team and was just bashing the logo.
Oh yeah.
Like
saying
that it looked like, I think it was like a smashed penis or something, like something just
nice.
Egregious. Yeah. And he said it and the entire football team just like stared at him. Cause what are you doing bashing? And let it be known, the WSU logo is like one of the most recognizable logos in all of college sports.
Well, especially with the College Game Day flag, how they wave the flag every college game
and
day.
It was rated on Reddit for millions and millions of people rated and said that it was the best logo of all of college football.
Right.
And here's Jimmy Kimmel being the guy to like air his grievances and say it. So everybody was just like, what the fuck? And, shout out WSU. They came out and they tweeted and they like sent, you know, Jimmy Kimmel an understanding of the history of the logo, which is dope. It was actually an art student at WSU that created the logo, and it used to be called the Washington State Cougars, right? So it was WSC. And so the lip of the cougar was different. It was a C, right?
Yep.
And it kind of looked like the fangs of like a cougar. Mm-hmm. But then when it was changed to Washington State University, they just flipped it down.
Yeah.
So then it looks like the mouth is open. And yeah, so screw you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Yeah. Poorly like timed joke, and also just not a good one.
Why would you do that but about also, one like, of the teams that's in your event?
Yeah. And it's also just like hard, like not, it's related and not related, but like with Mike Leach, RIP.
Yeah, dude.
Passing away. And like, it's just tough to like make fun of the university that he started at and like,
yeah.
Or not started at, but like anything that he had to do with. It just, yeah.
And like, why would you bring them on the show to, like, I get you're a daytime, but like, why would you think that any of the football team would laugh at that?
Yeah. Listen, Oregon State was in the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl last year, and I thought it was pretty poorly put on at times.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jimmy Kimmel was at the LA Bowl, and, like, he, like, had some halftime, like, spiel that he did, and it was super dumb.
Apparently.
So I just think he misses with a lot of things that he tries.
I mean,
to
apparently
do.
Everybody said that, from what I've heard and seen on social media, that Jimmy Kimmel was, a pretty big, like, dickhead.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Seems that way. Yeah. But... yeah, I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Cameron, today's episode is going to be pretty short, like we said, so we're just going to be really touching upon NFL news when we talk about our predictions,
yep.
Our standing, yep. And then we'll give our predictions for this upcoming week, and then we have some pretty big news. So I think it's time we just kind of get into it. Johnny boy.
NFL news.
All right, Cameron, first and foremost, fantasy football. Let's talk about it.
I want to hear about your opinions on fantasy football. I think that's the best part. I've been waiting to hear it all day.
Dude. My team was the ragtag misfits. There was no way that my team should have been good, and they were. They were in the playoffs. I was dominating. We made it to the playoffs. I'm projected, and of course, it's like you got matched up with somebody that scored really high too,
yep.
And I did as well.
Yep.
We both got matched up with the two highest scorers in the league,
mm-hmm.
And it's like you just can't catch a break, it feels like. At one point, I was projected 178 points, and going into the final games, he has Justin Herbert, Mike Williams, and I think Bengals kicker. And I have Mike Evans and Josh Jacobs, and I'm up 6 points. There's 2 minutes left in all these games. Justin Herbert throws a pass to Mike Williams for like 20 yards. So that's 3 points for him. That's, you know, 2 points for Herbert. He's caught up. Bengals kicker kicks. Eventually it gets to a point where all his guys are done, and I'm up 3 points, or he's up 3 points. I'm like, okay, I got this. Mike Evans has 2 minutes left. The Raiders game is going to OT. There's literally 3 seconds left on the clock. I'm like, and New England has the ball. I'm like, they're going to OT. They're on their own like 40. I'm like, they're going to OT. So much to my dismay, I turn on the game, and it's the worst play I've ever fucking seen,
yeah.
Dude. It's just like laterals on laterals.
It didn't make any sense.
Jacoby Myers gets the ball, just throws it cross field across his body backwards to Mac Jones.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what Mac Jones is thinking when he goes, isn't that the ball that I just threw 20 yards coming right back at me?
Yeah.
Who got it on the Raiders? Anyway,
Chris Jones
intercepts a lateral.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? Stiff arms Mac Jones into oblivion, to the shadow realm he goes.
Yeah, into the next dimension.
And let it be known, he is Lego Man, but Mac Jones is like 6'3", 240.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's not a small guy. He yeah. made the tackle. He looked.
He could have like tripped him, grabbed his shoe,
anything.
Whatever. Anything to trip
Mac
him up.
Mac Jones tackled Chris Jones the same way that I would have tackled somebody in my dream that I had last night.
Yeah.
And so the Raiders win, and I go, oh, okay. Well, Mike Evans has 2 minutes. It's the last drive. Surely
he needs to catch like one or two passes with any amount of yards.
Any amount of yards. I'm like, I got this. And they need to score. I'm like, easy. Goes all the way down the field, doesn't target Mike Evans once.
Yep.
Gives Russell Gage the touchdown, and
yep.
I go, okay,
yep.
There it goes. And then I just see pop up Tom Brady to Mike Evans 2-point conversion, and I go, failed. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I lost by 3 points, dude. Yeah. I went from 99% win rate with literally 5 seconds left in the last game to 100% lose rate. And I was so crushed. And then I lost in second half sports to you because Jonathan Taylor got ruled out. And you know what? I made that trade halfway through the year. I deserve it. But I think I got to take a break from fantasy football, man.
No.
I
listen, you've been saying...
I need it.
You've been saying that to me, though, the past 2 days, and I feel your pain. I really do.
It
I've
hurts
been through
so
losses
bad,
just like that. But I know that once next year rolls around, you're going to want to play again.
Of course, but it's so, going to suck.
Yeah, I know. This whole season has sucked. Okay?
It really hasn't been easy. It really has.
It has not been easy.
I hope everybody could hear the freaking pain in my voice, man.
Dude, it's been a whirlwind of a season.
I literally won all... So in all three of my leagues in the past like 6 weeks, I think I have a combined total of like maybe four a lot... Maybe conservatively 7 losses across 3 leagues,
okay,
like in the last 5 weeks or so. So really good. I managed to get second place in all two of my leagues. My work league, I got 4th place going into the playoffs. So it was like I was slated to do really well. My team was popping off at the right time. And then, no, you know, like I traded David Montgomery for Chris Olave midseason, which I thought was really good, and it was at the time. And of course, David Montgomery scored 2 touchdowns, and Chris Olave is just an afterthought to Jawan Johnson.
Yeah, he went off.
Get off. Freaking Andy. I got to go find Andy Dalton and give him a piece of my mind.
Why is Jameis Winston not playing?
Because Jameis Winston.
Wimstons.
Senior Wimstons apparently like flicked Andy Dalton in the forehead and everybody's like, no, 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 Jameis, too far.
Sheamus.
God, dude, I gotta stop. My blood pressure's rising. Tell me about your matchup.
Well, I lost in the same league you're talking about. I lost in the Western League.
And now we face each other in the consolation.
Now we face each other in consolation, which will be fun. But like, I lost in the same league, and I told, just like I told you, I went off. I had like 153 points, but of course I play the highest scorer this week, and he drops 161. So I would have beat everyone else except for him.
And literally, the rest of our league barely put up
100
points.
Our matchups just... Like, the universe was like, yeah, fuck these guys.
Yeah.
And just matched us up against terrible, terrible opponents.
And we were texting the entire time, and we were like, we need this to go right, this to go right.
And we both were like, we need Mike Evans, and he just lays an egg on the final drive.
Zay Jones, I drafted that guy when he was I drafted him when he was on the Bills 2 years in a row.
That doesn't make any sense.
And then he scores 3 touchdowns in Jacksonville.
Yeah. So in my main league that I've been in for fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
I was the 7 seed. 8 out of the 12 teams make it. I was the 7 seed. I played the 2 seed, and the 2 seed was actually had the same record as the 1 seed. He just scored like less points. I think like 20 less points. So he was pretty much the 1 seed essentially. So I was slated to just get blown out. My team went off. Okay. Now, a little backstory. I traded my whole roster that I drafted. I flipped and have a completely different roster. And so then I've just like went on a tear. And I actually ended like really well, but I still finished as a 7 seed. So my team just like was constructed very well. I made a lot of trades throughout the whole season. And so I ended up upsetting the 2 seed in my first round. And now I play another really good team. He's the 3 seed. I think if I win that, I'm going to go fuck around and win the championship.
Dude, at this point, I'm emotionally, physically and mentally exhausted from fantasy football.
Yeah.
It's always like so disheartening because it's like you and I put a lot of mental effort
because
we had the podcast and
we had a whole podcast episode about fantasy. We had a whole draft analysis.
Literally did the live draft with Jonah and we put a lot
of. And now here we are.
And now here we are. And it's like I'm out and I'm like, end it all, burn it all.
But in the second half sports league, we have a second half sports league.
I don't want to.
You and I played each other.
Yeah. Dude.
And for those of you who follow us on Instagram, we put up a poll. I think it ended even. I think it was like 5 votes to 5 votes, you and I.
Let it be known, I dropped
Deshaun
Watson.
And our matchup, I mean, rightfully so, that poll, 5-5, was right because it was a very close matchup. I ended up winning and making it look a little bit more convincing because Aaron Jones
and Saquon
caught a touchdown. Saquon had a really good game Sunday Night Football, but it was close all day on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I dropped Deshaun Watson because I didn't want him anyway because I was like, my morals outrank fantasy football. So I was like, I'd rather roll with Kirk Cousins than lose. We didn't even talk about this. The greatest comeback in NFL history.
Yeah.
They were down 33-0.
Yeah.
And they came back.
In the second half, 33-0.
And
they came back.
I remember texting you. I was like, what is this game?
It doesn't make any sense that they could do that.
JT goes down first drive.
The Colts should disband as a franchise after a performance like
that. Matt Ryan now has the
Super Bowl and regular season.
Super Bowl and regular season, or playoff and regular
biggest
season.
Losses, like, or leads given up.
Dude, absolutely insane. And What's really a bummer is like those Saturday games happen and I was in such a good spot. Like Dalvin had that insane 64-yard catch mm-hmm. touchdown, 2 minutes left. And I was like, my team was set up for victory, even with JT giving me 2 points. But here we are.
You know, what's crazy is like, I'll give it to you. JT going down lost you the matchup.
Yeah.
Because he only had 2.3 points, goes down. I mean, I started Pat Freiermuth at tight end at and zero. He had zero catches.
Yeah. And you still so beat me by 20.
He laid a goose egg.
Yeah.
And I still dropped 152 points.
And that's with my quarterback
that
dropping 40.
That never happens.
No.
But if JT plays that whole game, I lose.
Yeah.
I lose that matchup.
Because he would have caught all those touchdowns.
Yeah.
Understandably. Yeah. And it's like.
And Devontae having an off game, that yeah. doesn't happen. No. I mean, it's just.
Kirk Cousins gave me 44. Yeah.
It was a random mix of everything that could go bad.
Dude. He had negative points.
And it happened.
He had negative points going into the second half.
Yeah. So.
That's the
way
there's
fantasy for you. Yeah. So. Yeah, so yeah, you know what? Good luck in the Sacco, you know? We'll have a good matchup.
No, I'm not in the Sacco. The thing is, what's the ultimate insult to injury is I've now lost all of my leagues. I have nothing to go for. And I still have to pay out the winners of the second half sports league because I'm fucking commissioner.
Yeah, well.
It should have been me, but.
Good matchups.
I'm looking forward to see who runs the NFL Combine in our Western League, and I'm looking forward to see, you know.
I hope it's Jonah.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm looking forward to see who's going to have to do the beer mile in our second half sports league. It's either going to be Garrig or Colton, two of my old roommates.
I hope it's Garrig, and then I hope Jonah does the combine. I don't know who's going to do in the league, the one that I'm talking about. I think the punishment is you have to eat all the Hot Ones wings and do like a live stream while you're doing it on social media. Andy did it.
Yeah, he lost last year.
Yeah. Yeah. So whoever loses that has to do that.
That's a good one.
So that would be really good. But
yeah, that's really good.
But yeah, so
let's move on to notable injuries here.
Week 15, yeah, so some notable injuries happened. Damian Pierce, he was actually injured in week 14.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have an episode for week 14. So he was injured. He was placed on IR though. In week 15.
Yeah, out for season.
So he's out for season. So his rookie campaign, great rookie campaign.
For real.
And the Houston Texans only have one win, so it doesn't really matter that he's out for the rest of the year. It's probably better so that he can like start rehabbing.
Yeah.
But he'll be definitely.
Well, they're not making it to the playoffs, and IR goes 4 games. So.
Yeah, so no doubt, though, he'll be the starter next year, and he'll probably be drafted pretty high. He was a workhorse all year, minus, you know, like the first 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Jeff Wilson, Miami Dolphins running back, he was injured in week 14. He did not play in week 15 against Buffalo in the snow. I think they're hoping that he's going to come back for week 16, but pretty notable to note that they're could be going into the playoffs with him not at 100%. I saw something today, too, that they only have like a 70% chance of making the playoffs.
The Dolphins?
Yeah. Because they're
division.
Not in first place for their division, so like they have to depend on a wild card.
Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting because they seem like such a powerhouse, even though they've lost some like bad games. But it's kind of interesting to like know that. And then finally, Deebo Samuel suffered a high ankle sprain. Week 14.
Yeah.
But they're saying he'll most likely return before the playoffs. My guess is they'll hold him out until the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
Jonathan Taylor also put on IR now with the ankle.
Just today.
Just today. Jalen Hurts is dealing with a sprained AC joint in his shoulder, so Gardner Minshew might be starting.
Yeah.
I think
they're fine, though.
They haven't ruled him out yet. Yeah, they'll be okay.
The fact that he injured it, and I'm doing air quotes, that he injured it, and like no one even noticed during the game, and he threw a dime at the end of the game, like 50-yard bomb to AJ Brown. I think he's gonna
be
okay.
It feels like Josh Allen's UCL injury.
Yeah, I think it's more like, of a precautionary thing as well. Like he's front runner for MVP. They're gonna be the one seed. Let's just get into the playoffs. Everyone
you already
healthy.
Have the playoff spot, so
you're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
so.
And then Justin Fields. Came out of the game for a little bit. They say it was just cramps and that he's going to be good to go. So I don't think that.
Did you see his run though,
dude? Yeah, where he was
his
on the where he got ruled out of bounds.
Out of bounds was incredible. Dude. If he would have scored, that probably would have been one of the better quarterback running touchdowns I've ever seen.
People tackle him like they're trying to tackle greased up deaf guy from Family Guy.
Yeah,
like, the dude is just. He had 4 eagles all around him. The birds, not the players.
Yeah.
And he just spins through them. It reminded me of like Lamar Jackson's rookie year,
mm-hmm.
where he just like, there was that iconic
highlight, and if you just Google Lamar Jackson Bengals run, yep, you'll find it, yep, where he spun and two Bengals collided.
Yep.
It's like, it just feels like he could do whatever, and you can't really stop him, which is interesting to me because, you know, I've played Madden quite a bit. You know, you just do, you know, contain. You, yeah, just run Tampa 2 contain, and that's it. You win.
And then I burn you right up the middle.
What are they what are they doing? Tampa 2 contain. So, yeah, I don't know. But the playoff picture is looking really good. I mean, we talked about it. I think one thing that we'll kind of mention real quick before we sort of go into our prediction results and Week 15 predictions is I want to talk about the Vikings because, I mean, obviously they're doing really well. What are they, first in the division?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, first in the division now. Ugly game, though. Ugly game. It didn't go well. And you and I had this conversation about how they're going to fare in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest issue is when they get their offense running right, it runs really well. I think it's their defense that really needs to step up.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest, like, aside from the Colts just being an absolute dumpster fire of, like, that game, I think the biggest difference maker in that was the fact that their defense was just so tired.
Yeah.
Because their defense was on the field for the longest amount of time, right? Doing the most work. They had fumble recovery, picks, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And their offense was scoring so fast that they kept going out there, and you're up 33-0. It's like, yeah, you take your foot off the gas, but I don't know. Like, it was the perfect storm, and I still can't believe that Minnesota won. I think it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of other really interesting teams to sort of watch, but yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything more?
Yeah, I think you have a good point because kind of like what you're saying, like when you have a team like Minnesota and they are down 33-0, imagine that you're in the playoffs, okay, and you're playing a much better team. You're playing the Eagles, and you, yeah, get down 33-0. You're not coming back from that.
No.
You're not coming back. You can come back on the Colts. You can come back on the Jaguars. Yeah. You're not coming back from playing the Eagles 33-0.
No.
It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. The Cowboys 33-0. You're not going to come back. So you might be able to try to get some momentum going.
Well,
but
I don't know about the Cowboys.
Well, okay, so that's the next thing I was going to say is just like we're saying how we're feeling about the Vikings, yeah, if I'm a Cowboys fan...
You don't feel good.
You don't feel great. You just lost to the Jaguars. You almost lost to the Texans last week. They just aren't... They're not... Like, they look fine because they can still put up these points, but, like, something's off going, yeah, into the end of the season.
Yeah, and, like, if you don't feel good about... Zay Jones scoring 3 touchdowns on you and costing my matchup. Like, if you're Jerry Jones, I think you have to apologize to me. It's going to be interesting because I think a lot of these teams, it's going to take, not to say that there's trap games in the playoffs, but I think it's going to have to take some teams slipping up, mm-hmm, for, like, they're going to be really competitive, and I really hope so. Barring any injury, it's going to be a really tough playoff schedule, I think, for a lot of teams. And I think the NFC and the AFC championships are going to be really, really fun. I mean, mm-hmm, last year was fucking the Bills versus the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It was one of the best games of the year. So,
yeah.
It's going to be a fun playoffs, man. But
real quick, other thought is Lions beating the Jets. I think that's huge. I'm super happy for the Lions again. They continue to stay hot. I think they need to win out to make the playoffs. But
yeah, I think they won.
Good for them, you know?
They won their last... 5 of their last 7, I want to say.
Yeah.
5 of the last 6. Like, they're playing really well.
2 other things. One thing, the Buccaneers are so bad at 6-8. They were up like 17-0 on the Bengals, and the Bengals came back and won. I literally said, as it was 17-0, I was like, I just know the Bengals are going to come back. Like, that's not enough.
Dude. Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Second thing, the Cardinals are horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Kyler's out for season and it was Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
But still, you're playing the Denver Broncos without Russell Wilson. It was fucking Brett Ripon.
Yeah.
And you can't beat them. They're 4-10.
Yeah, dude. That's something we didn't talk about. Kyler's out for season. ACL.
And so you start Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy gets knocked out of the game.
Yeah.
And then in comes, throw it on a dime, Trace McSorley.
What?
Have you ever heard that?
No.
Oh, my leg's cramping.
Oh. Is this a bit?
No.
Oh, you're just being serious? Okay.
Oh. Hasha, hasha, hasha.
Throw it on a dime.
Throw it on a dime.
That's so good.
Yeah. They suck.
Dude, terrible.
And I don't want... And I've heard so many bad things about the in-season Hard Knocks. I don't want to watch their season.
I don't either.
They look just so sad.
Oh, man. I just... Yeah, the NFL, man. It's just crazy to look back. It's already been 15 weeks of fantasy football.
It's crazy to think that the NFL season's almost over. I feel like it. It's I feel sad. Like it just started.
Yeah, it's really
I like
sad.
I feel like we should be in like week 7.
What the hell are we gonna do once it ends?
Breathe each other's air.
Oh,
watch NBA.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's pretty much
some hockey.
NBA,
MLB.
MLB is gonna start up here soon.
Yeah,
training camps.
Well, Cameron, let's do this. Let's go into our prediction results. Through 15 weeks.
Yes.
Flourish the pinky. I took a big hit in week 14. So you had 8 of 13 correct. I had 6 of 13 correct. I blame it on the travel. You had 13 of 16 for this week. I had 12 of 16. And I just realized I've been saying week 15 predictions. We're going into week 16. The running total is now Cameron at 135 out of 230 and Nubar at 132 out of 230. So you've taken a 3-point lead on me.
Still got 3 weeks to catch back up, though.
We still have 3 weeks to catch back up, so we'll see. But
but you know what? Real quick, yeah, I'll give us both credit. 13 for 16 and 12 for 16 on picks really this good. Last week is really good. That's our best one so far.
Has it? Has it been the best one? I feel like I've had another. No, I had 12
you had
of 14.
11 for 14. That was pretty good.
I had 12 for 12
14. 12 for 14. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
But out of the game, out of the weeks that have 16 games, which is your biggest like sample size, this is pretty good.
You know what I'll tell you? Week 10 was not a good week for us. Cameron with 5 of 14, yeah, me with 4 of 14.
I did not do well. That was our worst week.
Did we like
I hammered for my picks?
There's no way that we were only able to get that much right. But okay, let's do this. If you wouldn't mind, Cameron, read off week 16, and then
here
we'll give our predictions.
We go. Week 16. Jaguars versus the Jets. I'm going to go J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yep, Jets all the way.
Although, don't be surprised if the Jaguars win. I mean, the Jets have been slumping lately.
I mean, they did just lose to the Lions.
Yeah,
but
and they just beat the Cowboys, the Jaguars. So
I'll go
I would
Jets
not
still.
Be surprised.
Zay Jones is not going to score 3 touchdowns every game.
No, no, no. I actually, in the league, when I advanced and upset the number 2 seed, I now play the guy who has Zay Jones, and he's starting him at wide receiver 1.
Oh, then I hope you get crushed.
Yeah, but that's a mistake. He's not going to do the same thing again. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Artificial wood. Next up, Seahawks Chiefs.
I wonder.
I have to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, dude.
Guys, our schedule
it's not
sucks.
Tough. It's not tough. It's
I know,
easy.
But the Seahawks schedule sucks at the end of the year right now.
Yeah, Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs. Bills, Bears. Bills.
Bills.
Saints, Browns. I'm going to take the Browns.
I hate Deshaun Watson. I'm taking the Saints. Nick Chubb dealing with a foot injury.
Deshaun Watson was it sucked. Like it sucks because like he's an asshole. Like when they just beat the Ravens this last week.
Yeah.
No Lamar. So still, you know, but still a win's a win. And he was so emotional about it. Like you could tell he was like so passionate about winning.
I don't care.
But then you're like, God, dude, then you just remember what he did.
Yeah, I don't care.
Know? So anyway, okay, next game up. Yeah, I'm taking the Browns.
Hey,
I'm taking the Browns.
Hey, Deshaun. Hey.
Yeah. Texans, Titans. This game sucks.
Dude. Okay, so here's the thing, right? If I was in the playoffs, I have Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry literally owns the Texans.
Yeah.
He's going to have like 2 touchdowns.
Titans. Yeah. Giants, Vikings. This will be a good game.
Giant Vikings?
I think this will be a good game.
Yeah. I go Vikings.
I don't know, the Giants are 8-5-1.
Potter. Give
I'm
me the
go
Vikings.
Vikings as well. Bengals, Patriots. I'm going to go Bengals.
Yeah, Mac Jones is still in the shadow realm. Give me the Bengals.
Remember when the Bengals started off 1-4?
Yes.
Yeah. Or sorry, 1-3.
You remember when the Bengals killed Tua Tagovailoa?
They started off 1-3. They're 10-4 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take Bengals as well. Lions, Panthers. Lions. Falcons, Ravens. Ravens.
Yeah, because Mariota's out. Ravens.
Commanders. I'm going to against the 49ers. 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers. We have no deviations yet.
Here we go. Eagles, Cowboys, no Jalen Hurts, Minshew against Dak Prescott.
Eagles.
I'm going to say Cowboys.
Eagles because they haven't ruled out Jalen Hurts.
I don't think he's going to play, and it's in Jerry World. You want to keep your pick?
Jerry Land?
Yeah.
So it's just racist?
Yeah.
Nice. I'll keep my pick.
Okay, I'm gonna go Cowboys.
Bro, I'm down three. I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, I know. You gotta differ on a couple. Raiders Steelers.
Ugh.
This is a disgusting game.
This is a Christmas Eve game.
They're both
huh?
6-8. Yeah, Christmas Eve game.
What a terrible present. Tell Santa to take it back.
Dude, there's so many Christmas Eve games. Oh.
Yeah, because all the games are on Christmas
Eve. They're all on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, dude, because there's no... So if you were a big Red Zone fan, it's on Saturday, not Sunday. Yeah, give me the Raiders.
Well, there are games on Sunday, though.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there's Christmas Day games. There's three.
Oh.
Never mind. Wait, who'd you take?
Raiders.
I'm also going to take the Raiders. Okay, here are the three Christmas Day games.
Okay.
Packers-Dolphins. That's a good game. Packers have to win out to make the playoffs.
It's just two teams that I don't particularly like watching. Dolphins.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins as well. This game sucks. 4-10 Broncos against the 4-10 Rams.
Oh.
Both, all backup quarterbacks. So many injuries. Yeah.
What? Why isn't the Bills? Who did the Bills play again?
The Bills were at the very beginning. Yeah. They play the Bears.
I mean, I could see that as like a Christmas game.
Yeah.
Because it's the Bills and it's Josh Allen.
Give me the Broncos beating the Rams.
Ugh. Give me. Yeah. Give me the Broncos, I guess. Yeah. Gross.
Here's another great game. Christmas Day. Last game on Christmas Day. Sunday night. Buccaneers. Cardinals. So the only good game is at 10 a.m., the Packers-Dolphins. That's the only, like, mediocre
game. Which is, like, the worst time.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be, like, opening gifts and, like, doing, like, family stuff in the morning. And then by the time you, like, I'm going to watch some football, you turn on the Broncos-Rams game.
Yeah, dude.
Baker Mayfield versus Brett Ripon.
Oh, actually, taking it back, give me the Rams on that one. Yeah. Give me the Rams, because we missed week 14, but he had that insane comeback win against the Raiders in week 14.
Yeah, but he looked like asshole last night against the Packers.
Well, you know, I didn't watch that game. So
and the Denver Broncos have a better defense.
I just choose to not.
Give me the Buccaneers.
Dude, gross. Yeah, give me the Bucks, I guess.
Okay, and then Monday Night Football. The Chargers against the Colts. Chargers.
I have Deion Jackson. Woo!
There's like four good games this weekend.
Yeah, you're just gonna watch Saturday games.
But. I feel like sometimes we like say that and we're like, there's only like three or four good matchups, and then like all the games are close.
No, but it's true. Like, there are only those good amount of matchups.
Yeah.
If you have two shit teams that just play competitive, it's still two shit teams playing competitive. But we're looking at the matchups, not about the competitiveness. Who'd you even name?
Chargers, Colts. I took Chargers.
Give me the Colts, I guess, because I have to differ. I don't fucking know.
You have
dude.
3 weeks. You don't have to differ.
I don't have to Denver. yeah. Give me the Colts.
That's disgusting.
Matty
that is
Ice.
Absolutely disgusting.
All right, Cameron. Time to get serious. Big announcement, everybody.
Big.
Hate to say it, truthfully. Don't like to say it, but. Cameron and I have taken some soul searching. We've discussed it a little bit. We've taken some of your feedback, and you know, we're just going to mention it right now. Episode 72, the Second Half Sports Podcast is going to go on an indefinite hiatus for a little bit, maybe a lot of it. We want to do some things a little bit different. We really enjoy talking sports.
Yeah.
But we think that the format's not really conducive to our listeners as well. We think it's not really conducive to what we want it to be. Mm-hmm. This has been a great learning process. I mean, you and I had never done anything with podcasts. We launched. We've had over 2,000 downloads this year.
We've gotten so much better as well.
So much better. I mean, now at this point, like, I don't want to speak for you. I think podcasting is, like, a really big passion of mine now. Like, I really enjoy this medium. So that being said, Cameron and I have been... you know, we took your feedback where everybody's been saying, you know, we really enjoy listening to you guys talk, but sports isn't something that's really applicable to us.
Yeah.
And, you know,
which
is very fair. And how you and I have been talking, we're like, there's times where we just want to make an episode and we just want to talk about some of the funny stuff that's been going on. Right. But we kind of wrangle it back into sports.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go away with talking sports, but what we have so far in the pipeline is Cameron and I are going to be launching an entirely different podcast. We still have the Second Half Sports IP, so if we ever decide to come back to it, we always can. This is ours. TM trademark, ours,
it's our
ours.
Baby.
But we are thinking about launching an entirely different podcast where it's more so just going to be, you know, essentially a comedy show between you and I, where we're just going to be talking about anything and everything. We're going to have guests on to talk about what they want to talk about. We're just going to be shooting the shit, and it's going to be a really fun time. So if you enjoy listening to us talk, if you enjoy the sort of banter that we have, and maybe sports isn't for you, we're going to have something else coming up. So if you're listening to this now, I mean, thank you. I mean, just the outpouring of support that we've had over the course of, it's almost been 2 years. It'll be 2 years in February.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Which is absolutely nuts. Absolutely. Yeah, man, I'm glad that we could do this. And you know, when you and I had this conversation, it was like, it was really sad because we don't want to stop doing it. We don't want to quit. But at the same time, it's like, it felt like an appropriate time to sort of move on and do something else.
Yeah. I think it's tough too, like we've grown this podcast so much and we're 72 episodes in. When you look at it, the grand scheme of things, you're like, oh, 72, like that's not that much.
That's
72
a lot.
Weeks, it's like that's a long time though when you only do one episode a week.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, I mean, it's tough to like let it go and we're going to be starting back at one, but it's also exciting, like, right? It's a new chapter.
Yeah.
Anybody that starts a new job or move somewhere or you start a new whatever relationship or you
lose a fantasy football.
Yeah. And you start a new fantasy football season. Like you're excited because it's a new opportunity.
Yeah.
So for us, this is a new opportunity. It's something that we're excited about. You know, Newbar and I really like, you know, we started this podcast. We've known each other for much longer than just the podcast. So you know, we really just enjoy talking with one another about anything.
I mean, that's why we did it.
And so, and we like hanging out. So we might as well just like, also, not that we don't like sports, but we might as well like choose something and do something to talk about that we like the most, which is anything.
It's literally gonna be anything.
And it's hard when you're just like streamlined to just sports.
Yeah.
So we might as well just streamline it to a podcast about everything and anything.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, I think you said it a little bit, we're still going to talk about sports at times. We're just not going
to
go through
all
the scores and all the stats and all that. You know, some people just lose interest in,
man, it's gonna be easy listening. Like the way that I see it is, before Cameron and I sit down to record, we always have this natural banter between us, right? And like, I really want to channel that. So that's kind of how we're sort of going into this next endeavor, where it's gonna be, you know, like, shit, if we see a really terrible movie, we're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about some funny stuff, and it's gonna be more of a comedy show, and we're gonna bring people on. And I think the people that we want on, like, we probably couldn't get on because they didn't really want to talk sports, or there wasn't an
opportunity. Or they don't know.
Or they don't know, right? And they didn't want to talk about it. Like, I have one of my closest friends, and she's like, I really love talking, hearing you guys talk, and I love both of you, but I don't like sports. And it's like, that's very fair, right?
That's super fair.
But at the same time, it's like, okay, like, we're listening to some of this feedback, and you're like, we can do something in another avenue. So,
and so now people can come on and talk about anything they want.
Yeah.
And that makes it extremely easy to bring more people and any person onto the podcast.
Yeah.
I was going to add, I think at least, you know, for some episodes, I think like the first 20 minutes of our each episode, like when we do our introduction and we just talk about what's been going on with us and we talk about, oh yeah, we just hung out the other day, like all of our buddies, and we just talk about like jokes that happened and stuff like that. Or when we just make fun of each other, like that is my favorite part of all these episodes. Not to say that I don't have fun when we do the other stuff, but like those are always like, I'm always just like, it feels like we don't even have the microphones in front of us. So
yeah. And it's really, it felt right. Cause initially when like I brought it up to Cameron, and then initially it was like, I didn't feel comfortable saying it. And then I know you were like, well, I don't want to stop. And then we kind of took a second. And it's like, well, we're just growing, right? Like people, look, you reach a point where you're like, this isn't what we want to pursue anymore. Let's pivot and let's figure out something else out. And it's so funny because I literally just went back the other day and listened to our very first episode. Go do that, dude. Go do that.
Yeah.
Go listen. If you're listening to this right now, go listen to our very first episode and then write us and tell us how much we got better. And we're planning on doing that with all the other stuff. So if you enjoyed this, follow us at Second Half Sports Pod. We're going to let everybody know what's going on there. We'll probably throw up initially when the new podcast goes up, we'll throw up a bonus teaser on this feed. But you know, like I said, it's indefinite hiatus for now, but it's not never. We might come back to it. This is our IP.
We might come back to this, but you know what, wait to see what we're doing with our next podcast. And we're still the same two dudes. We're going to be talking about the same type of stuff.
And
we're
not going to talk about sports. Some funny antics coming up.
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, and it's going to be more relatable. You can't knock it till you actually listen and try. But yeah, it's going to be interesting too. Like the same thing. I like what you said, like listen to the first episode, then listen to us now.
Yeah, dude.
Even with this new podcast, like listen to the first episode and then in a year, listen to what that's at.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be night and day difference as well.
I mean, the thing is, I feel like if it was up to me, I wouldn't stop doing this. Right. So I'll go as long as you want to go. And, yeah, I'm super excited. So like we said, you know, just thank you. Like, it feels weird saying yeah. that, and it's just you and I sitting here. Yeah. But, like, we've had listeners all across the globe. Like, yeah, you can look at it and be like, oh, 2,000 downloads, that's really not that much compared to yeah. others. But it's 2,000 downloads, and we haven't really pushed this.
Yeah.
Right? And
listeners, supporters.
Listeners, supporters, people that left us reviews, people that, you know, told us in person what we're doing right, what we're doing. Like, we joke about it at the yeah. end of the outros, but, like, it's true, right? And, it's always the best when we'll go hang out with people yeah. and then like other people will, like one of our good friends, her mom listens. So yeah. if you're listening to this, you know who you are. Thank you.
You know who you are. You listen to every episode and that's
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, dude. And
you're you know, probably going to like our new one more, maybe. Even well, more.
We'll try. Yeah. We'll try to make it
we're,
like it.
We're going to talk about a lot of people that you know. Yeah. So that's going to be the best part.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, hearing people that, you know, wouldn't necessarily listen to sports podcasts, listen to us two schmucks.
Yeah.
It's great, man. So that's what's going on. Appreciate everybody. And, you know, we don't have the regular outro this time around, but.
And still, we're going to be posting.
Yeah, we're going to be posting
our picks and stuff like that yep. all over our Instagram. We're not going to go away.
Yeah.
So everything's going to be still posted onto our Instagram. We're just not going to have episodes for, you know, a couple weeks, few weeks, who knows.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's still going to all be there.
Yeah, so make sure you tune in to @secondhalfsportspod on Instagram to hear what we're doing. And yeah, this will be a New Year's endeavor. So when that launches, we'll be pushing an entirely new campaign out there, man. And yeah, Cameron, I think there's only one way for us to end it. Episode 72, almost 2 years.
Second Half Sports.
Do it.
Drive safe.
You gotta love it, baby.
Thank you for listening to the Second Half Sports Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts today. And check out @secondhalfsportspod on Instagram for all your second half sports news and updates.